Brent.
When it was announced that Flight 370 was down in the Indian Ocean, without a doubt, the 777 is gone. There are no survivors, and the search for the plane has turned into a search for wreckage. Some say bull. Others say it was inevitable. What do you say? Thanks for listening to America Tonight and joining us for this hour. I'm Kate Delaney. In your nooks and crannies, people are still talking about this missing plane and what really happened. Now it's about recovery and what the wreckage could ultimately reveal about what happened here. There still is, no matter what, the full-on chance that something happened in the cockpit. Was he taken over, or was he taking over the plane? We don't know any of these things. We have no clue about it, only a lot of conspiracies, theories, and everything else mixed in between. We're talking about 2.2 million square miles. And from space, which seems so mind-boggling to me, that a British satellite could tell us and chart the course that the plane has plummeted into one of the deepest places in the southern part of the Indian Ocean. So more ships, more planes are headed to the area to start looking again. The weather was terrible. The waves too high. It was impossible off of Perth the other day to try to come up with the pieces of the plane that supposedly could be floating out there. Some people say they don't believe it at all until they see some of the wreckage, and there is something to that. They've been told that all lives are lost. At a news conference, very somber prime minister announced that, but what does it all mean without the evidence of the pieces of the plane? That, I think, is the thing that people are trying to wrap their heads around. In China, they're furious at Malaysia, say they screwed up the investigation. They stumbled. They waited long. There was too many delays. And they complained that the entire thing was messed up from the beginning. The Malaysian Airlines CEO told reporters, sorrow is how he feels for all those who boarded Flight 370 on Saturday, March 8th, that they won't see their families again, that those families will now have to live on without the ones they love. A reporter asked him whether he'll resign, and he said, we'll take it day by day. Malaysian Airlines said it's offering family members $5,000 to board for each passenger aboard the flight and was preparing to make more payments as the search continues, so offering them money so that they're covered for hanging around, staying around, and even there's the conversation about flying the people to Australia. So somewhere in the Indian Ocean is now what we know from a British satellite, and it seems like all this information is coming from satellites. Seems wild that, yep, you look at satellites are looking down and they're so powerful that they can show us what's in the ocean. But with the bad weather, the hardcore evidence that a lot of people want to see and then piecing it all together is not there. And what's interesting is there have been a lot of questions as to why so much confidence that the plane crashed in the ocean. Why now? The Australian Defense Minister David Johnson was the guy who released a lot of the information, saying with 8 hours of flying to and from the search area and the aircraft and what we've got on the seas and hours to scour, you know, that they've been given, that's what we're doing now. We're going to continue to search. The defense minister said, I'm confident that because that's the best we've got at this point in time, saying the analysis of the satellite from the British satellite company And accident investigators led to the conclusion, so they felt like they could announce it, that all lives are lost. I mean, that's what Malaysian Air said. Boom, they're all lost. Which is really kind of creepy. You could hear in the beginning of this, which I let you hear a little bit of the reaction, to show you what would that be like after waiting and scrutinizing and hearing all the stories, is that they sent a text message to the relatives first, saying they had to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that 370 has been lost and none of the people on board survived. So what does that mean, and what is the motivation? And they've been asked about the motivation, and they say it was to ensure that in this incredibly short amount of time that the families heard the news, and that's why they sent the text out, because they were afraid it would break and they wouldn't get the information to the right people if they weren't in the room or at the press conference or any of that kind of stuff. So this last-minute announcement dashes the hopes of finding survivors 2 weeks after the flight just vanished into thin air, and it still leaves a lot of questions, including what happened on the plane and the location of the wreckage in the ocean. Where is the wreckage? Searching for debris, slowly fading pings, where are they? And all of the clues and everything else in between, and the new theories of what happened to the plane. Facts, but in between the spaces, there still is the question mark about what happened on the plane. You know, what is it? So, it's going to be a long haul, obviously. And Malaysia did butcher this whole thing. They didn't do it right in the beginning, and they had a lot of misinformation out of there, and they were controlling it. The plane took off from Kuala Lumpur, 12:41 a.m. March 8th. The co-pilot acknowledged from ground control at 1:19 a.m. All right, good night. That was the last time anyone heard somebody from Flight 370. Then what happened to the transponder that we were talking about, which signals the plane's identity, the altitude and the speed to other planes and to monitors on the ground? It disappears within a minute from military radar. And then all of a sudden, an unidentified plane pops up, and it flew in the opposite direction, which wasn't the same course as 370s. Within 2 hours, the plane was hundreds of miles off course. Now we're talking about 2:15 a.m. It ascended to 45,000 feet, higher than any 777 should fly. That's not where they fly, but you can. Then dropped in increments to 23,000 feet. And that's what the Malaysian military radar had. So are the radar readings accurate? The mystery plane, the tale continues, except for that the people were informed that everybody was lost on the plane. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Much more to comb through. Do you want to throw in your 2 cents? You can on the mystery plane, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Show, I always talk about it, but you guys continue to surprise me. The mailbox is full once again, and a reminder, you can send me your thoughts any time of day, 24/7, we are open, meaning shoot it to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in, just like that. So without further ado, let's check some of those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Tonio, who says, Kate, long time. I used to email you. It seems like a couple of times a week. Sorry, gal. I've been working different hours, you know, doing that shift thing. Sometimes I am up late at night. Sometimes I download the show. I got to be honest. I still dig you, and I like America Tonight. Say hi to Matt for me. All right, Matt, hello. Once again, some of you should call so we can get a handle on your personalities. Usually the people that call are not the same people that email. And the rest of this goes on to say NSA is just dumping on us with this whole nonsense with the bulk data stuff. And it just gives the politicians more money to blow on conversation about it. Look, we know what happened here, thanks to Ed Snowden, and we don't care what the NSA is doing because they've already picked over our carcasses. So let's face it, they're going to cut out what they're doing, and it's going to be some grandstanding, and then we're supposed to believe that we still feel safe, and we think the NSA is competent, and we've forgotten what's happened. Fat chance of that. Ask anybody. All right, anybody, do you feel confident that the NSA can protect us? And do you feel confident that the NSA will not be spying on us by collecting all of our information in the near future? 855-266-5283. This one from Bob in Illinois, who says, Kate, Putin is pounding the crap out of us, both in media coverage and while he prowls all over the Ukrainian border. He's waiting for the right moment to catch his prey. And then it's a question of will there be blood spill or not? Yeah, the threat seems to be there. The NATO commander is saying, hey, Putin's going to invade. Putin's going to invade. He keeps threatening it, saying that because I think he's worried that it's going to be on his watch. And he's not going to know what the, you know, what to do. What's the repercussions here? Because there's meetings, meetings, meetings. And if Russia's being defiant, then what? Well, there's no more G8. It's a G7. And what's going on in the Ukraine is a question of territory and a question of, I think, Putin, frankly, not being concerned about what others are saying after annexing Crimea. So now he's going to go, I think he may go for more land, of course, right? And especially if he's outed. I mean, if he's pushed off to the sidelines, then Russia is tight with Iran and tight with China. It's very strange that all of a sudden we've fallen into this situation. And, of course, what have we done? Blown some of those dollars away from defense. And some people would analyze it and say, listen, how many weapons do we need? Don't we still have the most powerful army on the face of the earth? Do we really need that many more people? And the answer is, well, if we're going to get in these situations, yes. What kind of war are we fighting? It's not a drone war, right? It seemed like it was going to be a lot of drones, but it's not. There's a mixture of things that have happened, and we know because we're in the middle of some of the foibles. So this time around, are we going to continue to be the world's policeman, and we're going to have to make the world feel safe, and that means we're going to have to be involved in everything? I don't think so. You got China beefing up its navy for the first time in how many years? They've added nuclear warheads and all kinds of heavy artillery. Russia, the same thing. And what are we doing? We're cutting back. Woohoo! Because guess what? We better be prepared. Are we prepared enough in the United States against any kind of terroristic threat? And where are our bases where we can mobilize as soon as possible? I think we have an incredible volunteer army. I do. I think the people are courageous to serve over and over again and do some of the things that they've done and sacrifice to the umpteenth degree, often to come home and get kicked in the teeth with some of these crazy legislative battles that are happening on behalf of the veterans. But I think there is a concern. There is a concern that we don't want to deload when everybody else is ramping up. I mean, you got to have that. Whether it's for show and tell or whatever it's for, you got to be able to match it. And the last thing you want to do is now dismantle it, especially if we're going to have problems with Russia, which that's what it's looking like. It's personal. It is personal between the U.S. and Russia because it's become that way with Putin's relationship with Obama. So we're sucked right into the middle of that. All right, let's take another one here. This one is from Kevin, who says, a longtime listener. This is the first time I've actually sent an email to the show. I just wanted you to know that I get a kick out of some of your offerings on America Tonight, especially like it when you do some of the funny stuff, although lately there hasn't been a lot to laugh about. That's for sure. I happen to read this, and I'm not actually necessarily trying to pick on the Obamas, but I just don't understand how we blow so much money. I read that she was in a Beijing hotel that cost $8,400 a night. And then I also read that we booted the Veep, Joe Biden, from the same hotel because it was too expensive. So why does it work for Michelle Obama but not for the vice president? And why do they have to stay in such an expensive place? Well, here's the thing. You probably did read about it. It was all over the place. The Federal Business Opportunities, it's called, the government website that releases the will release documents that show the cost of staying at the Westin, showed, and that's how it came up, showed that how much it cost for the rooms. So the trip with 70 in the entourage costs $384,000. That's for 1,345 rooms that were needed to be reserved for the advanced preparations, the lodging, the security, the communications, the staff, blah, 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 all of that. And I mean, certainly, listen, the First Lady has to have protection. Of course, they've got a detail that follows them, and we know that that comes with the package of anyone, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in office. But man, it just, when you're not making it that kind of cash, when you're not in the 1%, which by the way, the definition of the 1% is somebody who's clearing $5 million or more a year, and to hear $8,400 a night, wow. And they say that the State Department is supposed to post hotel contracts that exceed $150,000 within 30 days. So, I don't know. I'm thinking it's probably going to be right up there. This trip is going to cost some serious dough. It really is. And in this presidential suite, so you know, does anybody out there have a 3,400 square foot house? Do you have a kitchen, a bar, a sauna, a jacuzzi, a dining table for six? You might have that. A 50-inch interactive flat-screen TV? You might have that. You might have a private gym, and you might have a 24-hour butler service. That's what they have at the hotel where she's staying. I think they just make it worse on themselves, I gotta say. I think they do. All right, bringing the funny next, comedian Brett Eidman here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
We need some funny here on America Tonight, man. We got so much serious going on. So Brett Eidman, so excited to have him on this show. He's a comedian extraordinaire. Seriously, I know you have seen this guy. I mean, listen, the skins on the wall are unbelievable. Second City, Chicago, Upright Citizens Brigade. Yeah, New York, Chicago, you got that covered and everything in between. You've probably seen him on tons of TV shows. He's been on Saturday Night Live. I mean, this guy is awesome. His one-man show, One Angry Man, had a sold-out run in New York City. So, Brett, thanks for hanging with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, but you missed the most important credential of all.
What one?
America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be front and center. Yeah.
Forgot that one.
When you
said the most important one. It's so nice to be with you tonight. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you on. So with those kind of spots on your resume, places, stops where you worked. I mean, comedians, you guys are like you like breed. You hang out together, and you know, obviously you're propping each other up and whatnot. Was there somebody that really gave you that leg up in the industry?
It's funny. We hang out, we joke around, and then we kill each other for jobs. But Lisa Lampanelli, who's really doing big business these days, and she's helped me quite a bit, and she's made some introductions for me, and she's been a friend of mine for 25 years now. So she's been really decent to me, and the people at College Humor have also been just awesome. I've done over 30 videos with them, and so I'm really grateful for those guys using me for a lot of their stuff, you know. And so it's a combination of people and who've been nice, and then there's others that the door's shut.
Tell us about funnyordie.com. This thing has exploded.
Yeah, I did a couple of things, but the latest thing I did with them was with Jennifer Hudson. They did a video, was it a takeoff on the show Scandal? And so I played one of the detectives, people going to her to solve this scandal. And it came out great, and I was happy to work with them because, they're great. And also, College Humor has left the New York area, and they kind of closed up their production facilities and went out to Los Angeles and are just doing videos out there. And I'm New York-based, so one door opened and the other one, you know. So it was really good. So I'm grabbing stuff in every different direction.
Yeah. You know, we talk about things that obviously you look at current events, and that's what comedians do. And Rob Ford, he is just the gift that keeps on giving. The second he was born, man, the comedians just applauded. The second he was born, the second he came out of the womb, because this Toronto mayor has really hit every single button, especially when you talk about crack and the smoking video and the things that he continues to do. Are you surprised that he's gotten this much attention, or no, it's just too easy?
Well, he's kind of like the white Marion Barry. You know, when I was shocked when I heard, that Marion Barry, the Washington guy, and I guess he was the mayor of Washington, and getting caught on video with it, you know, making a crack deal. And so, I guess these guys, I mean, they're only human, and it's an easy, fun thing to do. I mean, people love to support somebody and elevate them and then knock them down.
Boy, that's true.
Set up the pins and then knock them down.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about a big, I'm the pole princess, they call me. Don't laugh, because I always refer to polls that are going on, right? And right. The latest one says global warming is not a big threat to USA life. And Gallup found that only 36% believe climate change will seriously affect their lives. What do you think about that?
Well, it won't affect our lives, because by the time the world is covered with water, we'll be dead. but I think that the next generation is going to really have to deal with it. I'm New York based, and so spring has finally come, and the weather forecast for tomorrow is snow. So if that's not bizarre and unusual, I don't know what is. I mean, this has been a brutal winter, and the water table's rising. So, there's definitely climate change. And for those that don't believe it, I hope they have a rowboat ready to go.
That's right. You better start building a bigger boat now.
We need a bigger boat.
Yeah, exactly. Start looking around. Those two look alike. How about those two? You know, we have this whole system of pairing each other off, as you know. Another story that recently was in the news is two and a half men's half man is now that bearded preacher, Angus T. Jones. What's up with that?
Well, my dad told me a long time ago that everything in moderation, and that's including if you're going to drink, if you're going to do this or that, and even religion. Like, this guy's like, I mean, you go overboard, and then all of a sudden you lose it. And sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, getting so deeply into religion, you kind of lose your funny. And you lose your mind because you're one track, you're one focus. So this guy, this guy just went off the deep end, and he may wake up one day and say, "Oh, what did I do?" And then all of a sudden he doesn't have a job, it may be too late. I've known comedians who were doing really well in their careers, and then all of a sudden, they started to get heavily involved with religion, and then the comedy career was over. You know, it just didn't work anymore. They got so deeply embedded that they just totally lost their minds. So I feel for this guy, and I hope he's happy, to each his own. And I think that, but it's really, really bizarre,
yeah.
And what are you going to do? They have a hard time on that show keeping people, keeping their heads together.
Boy, is that true. If you want to go crazy, take a job on Two and a Half Men, because you never know. Yeah, there's a chance.
Maybe the director, maybe they'll check him out and say, look, you know, everybody you come in contact with goes, you know, goes berserk.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so I said that you did the show that was sold out, One Angry Man. Tell us what that was about.
Well, it was a show that I ran in New York City for a while, and it was all about the things that made me angry. And it was also, I mean, at the time I was heavier, so I kind of got into a whole anger thing about losing weight and how, you know, if I don't lose weight and you know, I can always become a weatherman, because weathermen seemed at that time seemed to all be fat. And I started to, you know, and I was also, talking about, prostitution, where, and I was comparing it to porno films, and I said, you know, it's illegal to solicit somebody for prostitution's sake, but it's legal to do it when you have a camera on. So if you're going to go to a prostitute, make sure you bring a camera with you, and if you get in trouble, if the cops come in, just tell them you're making a movie.
Yeah, there you go.
So making porno films is legal and prostitution is illegal. So you have to find the loophole, and that's the loophole. So it's just a bunch of things that that made me angry. So it was one, and I'm not really that angry. I'm at times I get frustrated like everybody else, but I'm not that angry. But the show, that was the slant that we took, and I just kind of went off on different things and all the hypocrisies that go on in our society, and had a great time with that show.
When you were growing up, did you think you were going to be a funny man? Did you know?
Did
you know you were going to be a comedian?
Or?
Yeah, when you were a kid, did you know you were going to be a comedian?
No. I mean, I used to get into trouble, and I used to, like, the first time that I made anybody laugh was when I got into trouble at the, you know, in the lunchroom. And the lunch lady put me up on the stage to, like, make an example of me. And she says, you know what, you're going to spend the rest of the week up there. So I went up there. For the following day, I brought in some magic tricks, and I started to entertain the lunchroom. So then they kicked me out of the lunchroom and said I have to eat with the principal. So I went in to eat with the principal, and I actually liked the guy. So I really had a nice time. So I was always trying to, you know, find the good in anything bad that was going on. And also, when I was in elementary school, I used to watch The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson all the time. And, I mean, it was kind of bizarre for a really little kid to watch that, but I was just impressed and blown away by how funny that show was, especially when guys like Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield would come on, you know. So I didn't realize that until much later on, that I was going to go into comedy. But I was a fan of it, you know, very early on.
Yeah,
you know, so,
I think you're very, very funny, by the way. Hey, so we have like 30 seconds left, but you talked about Johnny Carson. Jimmy Fallon, you think he makes it in that slot?
Oh, absolutely. I think that he's a breath of fresh air. He's doing things that no other host has ever done with all his music bits. Very likable, very sharp, super talented. And his ratings have been great so far. And I think he's doing what needs to be done there.
I think so, too. It'll be fun to watch the ride for sure. Brett, thanks so much. Again, we appreciate you coming on. Where can we catch you next? You got any big dates coming up?
Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of. I have a brand new website that I'm going to be posting dates on there. I'm doing a lot of spots now, building some new material. But BrettEidman.com is it's a brand new website. And I'm going to be posting dates there, and also have a YouTube channel and Facebook page, all that stuff.
We'll check it out. Brett Ivan, thanks so much for coming on the show. Continued success.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I hope to see you soon.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to this edition of We Can Count. Sad news at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. You've probably taken this, maybe some of you anyway. Have you ever taken the commuter train outside of O'Hare? A lot of people take that into the city. Well, 32 people were hurt at the airport. The injuries weren't considered to be life-threatening, but they weren't great either. And if you saw any photos of it, maybe you haven't since I'm telling you about this, but it looked like matchbox trains mangled together. I mean, I've never seen that. Even an investigator said he never has seen a train climb an escalator like the one that jumped the tracks at O'Hare's airport on Monday. It was the blue line where that happened, and it was an 8-car train that didn't stop at the end of the line when it stopped at the airport at 2:52 in the morning. So the lead car looked like it was going right up the escalator, right to near the passenger's platform. And, boy, it's crazy. I guess it was just the force of it. So the National Transportation Safety Board, the experts anyway, are going to look at the video from the station cameras. That's the good news. They had video on it and try to figure out what caused the crash. They don't really have a lot of clues as to what that is, and they're still waiting for the train operator to be released from the hospital so they can talk to that person. The wreck's not going to be moved till at least Tuesday so they can look at it. So they've got shuttle buses that are carrying passengers to and from a Blue Line station until then, because really they're stuck at that point. On to something a little brighter. The Walt Disney Company has agreed to buy Maker Studios for $500 million. Must be nice when you're a big studio like Disney. You can just throw the dough around. They become a major online video distributor through the purchase of one of YouTube's largest networks. That's the deal there. The price tag could rise to $950 million if Maker hits certain performance milestones. So the deal gives the media and entertainment company a foothold in online video, which is what they wanted. Maker was actually founded in 2009. It produces and distributes videos to 380 million subscribers on about 55,000 channels. They say the videos now pretty much are at about 5.5 billion views every month. Wow. 5.5 billion views. That is incredible. And that's why they created the studio, because they knew what was happening online. They were going to be able to capitalize on that. And sure enough, it's smart of Disney, in my business opinion, to swoop in and grab that up. How about this? The New Jersey government temps are collecting six figures in pay. That must be nice. What are we all doing wrong? Do we need to move to New Jersey? They say that there's one woman in particular that they've outed in an article that I happened to see. Her name is Kathy Coyle. Kathy, if you're listening, good for you. She's the most expensive part-time temp in New Jersey. $225,000, that's what she made last year. The Department of Education paid her $151,862 as a special services employee. And then she also collects $73,000 in a pension from the state. Oh, double dipping. That's what happens. That's the game. The pension system, right? So two-thirds of the top 60-unit special services workers collect state pensions. The 40 employees collected $5.9 million last year, about $2.9 million in state pay. 38 of the double dippers have six-figure incomes. Five get more than $200,000 a year. I can't name the name of a very close friend of mine, but it's interesting because she's that honest person, and she told me, she's actually a friend of my mom's, she told me that they wanted her, when she retired, to still work and do the double-dipping thing. So this isn't a new phenomenon, but it is something that's starting to get some coverage and starting to infuriate a few people, so we'll see how long that sticks around. Finally, the museum dedicated to the victims of September 11th, the terrorist attacks, is going to open to the public at the World Trade Center. They said it's going to happen on May 21st, they're going to have a big ceremony on the 15th and then a dedication period where it's going to be open around the clock for the family members, rescue, recover workers, all the people that were specifically affected by the attack. And they want to make sure they see it before anybody else does. Then they're going to open it up. And what they've gotten, there was a lot of interesting things that went into making this museum and debates over what should be in, what shouldn't be in. But six people killed in a truck bombing at the Trade Center in 1993. They're going to be in that museum. There's also an exhibition that tells the story of September 11th that explores what led to the terror strikes. And then it's open, and this has been a long time coming. There were a lot of construction delays, flooding by Superstorm Sandy, also delayed its disputes with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, made it pretty tough. The ticket to get in, $24, which has upset a lot of the family members. This, they call them the September 11th family members, are not happy with that because they said they didn't want it to be a revenue-generating tourist attraction. They didn't want there to be the fee like that. But the museum's operations are privately funded, so they lost that battle. And I guess the thing is, I think a lot of people are going to go to that. I think a lot of people will go and see it. I really do. And they've got artifacts and things that family members decided they would would donate. It's got to be heartbreaking in one sense, but at least they're memorialized, I suppose, in another sense. And more at the fountains, I think, is even more of a tribute where their names and whatnot are there. If you haven't seen that, that is certainly worth seeing if you go to New York City. How about this idea that the New York top court, one of them anyway, is going to actually look at free speech defense in online in an online impersonation to mock scholars. And we're talking about Dead Sea Scrolls. So this is what they're going to consider on Tuesday, whether to overturn convictions in the internet impersonation case. And that really is what it was, of a man who's arguing that mocking scholars, making fun of them, in a debate about the Dead Sea Scrolls was protected by the First Amendment. Raphael Gold, an attorney and writer, was convicted of identity theft and other charges for disguising his identity in email messages and blog posts from 2006 to 2009 to discredit detractors of his father, a University of Chicago professor, in a dispute over the scrolls' origins, the more than 2,000-year-old, of course, documents found in the 40s in what is now Israel contain the earliest known versions, we all know this, of portions of the Hebrew Bible. So we'll see what the court decides there. And sadly, ending on a very depressing note, but one that updates you in the story, if you haven't heard it, and you might have heard bits and pieces, it's confirmed that there are 14 people dead as a result of the mudslides in Washington. 100 people are missing, according to the latest report. They're really working round the clock, anything they can do to try to find other bodies coming through the debris. It's tough, though, because it's like quicksand in so many of the places. It's a 1 square mile mudslide hit Saturday morning, injuring several people and destroying about 30 homes. And, of course, how grim that is for the amount of people who were killed. Crews were able to get to the tree area after geologists just flew over in a helicopter and determined it was safe enough for emergency responders, but they still have some hot spots that they can't get into because of the way they're sinking. It's so soupy and thick that they had to turn back, especially initially, and that was pretty brutal because they heard people yelling for help, but they couldn't reach anybody. They're still hoping for air pockets and perhaps a miracle or two. That's it for this version of We Can Count.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.